Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a woman. She's on Reddit, and people are just ripping her apart because, well, she put her engagement ring. You know, that's a pretty special thing. She put it on her dog's nose, you know, the way you would do with a treat.
Oh, and see if I could usually put the treat on her nose, and the dog pops up and eats it.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason people are pretty much giving her a hard time is because, well, the dog did actually do what you said, Steve, and ate the treat. And you can even hear the dog chomping on, again, her engagement ring.
Okay, Thor.
Thor.
Come here. Sit. Stay.
Thor.
Oh.
Ha! Oh. So I'm watching this video. First of all, that dog is talented.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Secondly, that dog's owner is stupid.
Yeah. Dude, that was like that was lightning fast. I'd have to see that in slow motion. He did a great job, that dog.
Right. I mean, that's like a magic trick for dogs.
Yeah. Wow.
Why would you do that?
Because she's an idiot.
I mean, you obviously know that your dog is capable of this. You've done this before with the whole stay and thing. You can tell like she's trained this dog to do this treat trick.
Yeah.
So why would you put your engagement ring on your dog's nose?
Maybe just to see if it would balance it on the nose just for like a long time. Maybe she's trying to get it to be like, do it for a while and just sit there and it'll look cute. Maybe I can get a nice little Instagram photo and then it's like, oh, treat, nonch.
I totally blame Pinterest.
Why?
Pinterest does all these cute little, you want to get a cute picture with your ring, your
doggies. Look at those doggies.
Oh, so people have been doing this all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, those, they worked out well for them. They didn't eat the ring.
That we know of.
That's true.
That's a good point. That's a freeze frame. I mean, she could freeze frame that pic of her dog, and we wouldn't know that the damn thing.
What if that was the first time that the trick actually worked? Like, she's been trying to get him to do it with the treat for years, and it's not worked, and then all of a sudden, the engagement ring. First time.
Yeah, for years, the dog just lets that damn treat stay on the nose for, like, hours. It just stares at you. It's clueless.
He's plotting the whole time. Oh, if I can just wait till she puts an engagement ring on here.
Tells his other dog buddy, watch this trick. I'm totally going to pretend for months that I can't do this. And then when she finally gives me something of value, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
And then she's going to have to wait for me to poop it out and put it on her finger.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. The poop finger.
Yes.
Ow.
Well, listen, you know.
Dogs are smarter than we realized.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That way more devious, too.
Yes.
We give them a house to live in. We feed them. We pick up their garbage, all their stuff. I mean, dogs are very smart just as is.
So now you're going to walk around and wait for this dog to do what it's got to do to get that ring back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Not awesome. Do you just throw her out of the house at this point? Do you cancel
the dog or the fiance?
No, I'm not blaming the dog. The dog's doing what dogs do. You know what I mean? Dogs are like, look, you put something on my nose, and you've Pavlovianly trained me to think it's a treat. I'm going to think it's a treat. What do I know?
Yeah, it's not the dog's fault.
No, not at all. So, but I think I tell her it's over. I go, you know what? I just don't want our kids to be stupid.
Whoa. Well, I mean,
it's a simple request.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but my plan is to have smart children. I'm sorry you're out.
How's it going for you?
Hey! If only my wife did that ring trick, I would have known a lot earlier. I mean, look, when you don't know going into it, yeah, then what are you going to do? But that's a warning sign. Isn't that a red flag?
So it says time to get the pasta strainer and pan for gold.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That's your job, babe.
Yeah.
You're the one that thought it would be a cute idea to get a picture of our dog and the ring on its nose.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I won't be back for a few hours.
Yeah.
Right. Text me when it's over.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So, two female kayakers were nearly swallowed by a humpback whale off the coast of California. Yeah, no.
Not going to do it?
No. What are you doing? What are you doing kayaking out with whales? Get out of there.
Whenever I see people kayaking over at Lake Union, I'm like, what are you doing? You could be attacked. And I realize, there's no whales in Lake Union.
We don't know that.
But I always get, like, I'm like, that just seems so scary with all the boats. I don't know why, but I get, like, nervous about that. But I think it would be fun to do. Not the whale part, just kayaking.
Oh, kayaking, sure. I suppose if you can kayak in a swimming pool or something, you should be okay.
Yeah.
I don't trust. You know what? Listen,
I don't know about that either.
They haven't figured out Loch Ness yet. They haven't found Bigfoot yet. So there could be whales at the bottom of Lake Washington. I don't know.
Imagine being someone watching all this and you're like, oh, look at those girls having some fun on the kayaks. And then a whale just shows up out of nowhere trying to eat them.
Yeah. They got dumped into the water. They weren't injured. And we do have what it sounded like in the moment. Plus, we also have a woman talking about this on the news report.
Was so fast. I saw the school of fish come up and the whales push them up. When I saw them surfacing out of the water right in front of our kayak, I thought, oh no, it's going to come up close. I hope it's not too close. And then all of a sudden, it completely lifted up out of the water and I just dumped in the water and it happened so fast.
Nope. Yeah. I'm going to have to pass on kayaking in the near future.
Yeah.
I'm watching the video of that. It's cool that cell phones now are waterproof, though, I gotta say. Otherwise, we would have lost all this footage.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one great advantage of all of it.
I'm sending the story to my girlfriend.
Does she wants want to kayak?
So bad. Ever since
Lake
we
Union,
moved to
I think it'd be okay.
Lake Union? You don't know what's at the bottom of Lake Union either.
And I didn't even think, like, whales suck. Like, they scare me to death. Like, they are my number one fear in the ocean. However, now we have the Kraken here. Mm-hmm. You never know. The Krakens all over the world could come to South Lake Union.
It's been released.
And, you know, it's been released. They might get us.
Where did they release the Kraken?
Release the Kraken.
I'm sorry.
I don't know where.
Yeah, it was Lake Washington. I think I saw the videos. And how do you know he's not hanging out in Lake Union now with little baby Krakens?
It's a good point. Waiting for Danny to get in there in his little kayak, and then their little Kraken tentacles will just pull you under.
Is the kayak the thing where you got the little hole you stick your body in?
Yes.
Is that the kayak?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's something else in a gas stop.
Oh, glorious. See, that's one that flips over and somehow people flip themselves back up again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's not for me because I'm like, what if I can't flip up again? Then I'm underwater dead.
I think about that. I'm just like, how in the hell? Like, what do you got to do to get back over? Or do I just get the hell out of that thing? Because the girl said that she was like in that underwater for a few seconds before she was able to get back around.
Oh, yeah, that ain't cool. That ain't cool.
I'm telling you, whales are evil, man.
Yeah. Well, maybe then just stick with like one of those, like the little paddle boat thing or something like that.
Oh, little paddle boats you can get like at the rentals?
Yeah.
So you have your pedaling?
Oh, the pedal boats.
Oh, Green Lake.
Those are cool.
Yeah, and as far as I know, there's no Kraken or whales in Green Lake.
But I don't know.
As far as I know, I haven't had, but I don't know what happens at night. But Lake Union Green Lake is about as big of a lake as I want to deal with if I'm going to go out and try to do water sports.
I keep wanting to do that at some point. Because we walk around Green Lake from time to time, and whenever we do, I'm always like, we should rent one of those pedal boats and just get out there and just enjoy being out there.
I think you'll find you'll be like, what are we doing? We're just, you know what I mean? You know, you're out there pedaling and you go, wow, it's hot. It's not like the water's making us any cooler. I've been on boats. And that's the thing. You're on a boat. Well, if you go real fast, you get a nice breeze. But otherwise, you're working your ass off and you're the sun's beating down on you. You think because you're on the water, you go, oh, it's going to be refreshing. But you're basically getting beat down on by the sun.
But how are you working your ass off in a boat? Usually people are just sitting in a boat drinking beers while someone drives it.
Well, if you're like doing a kayak, those kind of boats, if you're doing otherwise.
Well, that's exercise. That's why they do it.
Yeah, but see, the sun is, I'd rather, see, that's the thing. It gets hot. It's not cool. I don't like the hot. I mean, you're out there in the hot, and then you realize this is not refreshing.
By water, and there's something peaceful about that, minus the whales attacking you.
Yeah. Well, to me, the peaceful part is what you said, being on somebody's boat, having a beer, and letting the boat do all the work.
Someone says, I kayaked in Lake Union. You'll die of boredom before you die from a whale.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just see people go, like the paddle boarders, at least, the stand-up guys. Is that what you're talking about, doing the stand-up paddle boards?
No, I was talking about like just like a what the hell is it? A kayak? No, what's not a kayak? What's the other one?
A canoe? Like a canoeish kind of thing?
Yeah, canoe.
Okay.
I want to be in a canoe.
All right.
Those look like fun.
Yeah, they're not. They're just, you know, plus you know, I'm just, you know what? I'd rather be in a boat where somebody's driving it. It moves itself. I got a beverage.
See, a canoe, at least I feel like I'm not bound and I'm not like being held in.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the kayak always worried me because I'm like, what if my fat ass can't get out of that thing?
Well, you're
stuck. And I'm like, God, come on.
You can do it,
Santa. Someone get me some butter.
Yeah. I've actually gone to go canoeing on Lake Washington.
And?
It was awesome because we brought alcohol.
Did you see a Kraken?
I did not.
This is probably before they released it,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
That's what it was.
I don't know if I'd go now just because of the Kraken.
Those stand-up, though, paddleboard ones, those look like fun. Oh, Danny's not feeling that?
No, okay, here's the thing is that I know that, well, anything with the water, just no with me. But then at that point, too, it's like those ones, people make those look so graceful. Like, they look so cool.
They got their dog sleeping on the damn thing. Like, I couldn't even imagine Lulu attempting to be on that with me.
I had a friend who almost broke his ribs trying to get back on a paddleboard.
Oh,
yeah, because he pushed himself up to get up, and then it sinks down, but then it pops back up.
Ugh.
So he came up and smacked himself right in his ribs.
Oh, so it's just give up on paddle boards because of one guy almost breaking his ribs?
Me, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, that's what I'm saying, I would fall off so easily.
You know what that was, Rev.
Huh?
That wasn't the paddle board. That was the Kraken pushing the board up into
the
ice.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Someone says Clear Lake and Yelm. It's awesome to kayak in. There's two rival bald eagles that are always fighting over fish in the air. Now, that would be fun. You get to watch them fight.
Okay, here's the thing. You said you want to do paddleboard.
Yeah.
Next time you're at the beach,
just
stand up on the sand, grab an oar, and just go back and forth, and see how that feels on the hot sun. Because when you're on the board, you're not in any water. You're still like standing up in the hot sun just going, ha-ha. Ha-ha. I mean, that's what
you
doing.
Enjoy being out in the hot sun around water and just doing something physical and, like, you know, just enjoying the moment.
This is BJ who thinks a hike is walking around the mall.
Exactly.
Well, it is. Going up those stairs is no different than going up a mountain.
And it's climate controlled. It's important. And if you want to exercise, get yourself a little bottle of something and just, you know, the 6-inch, 5-ounce curls, what do they call it? The 12-ounce curls, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you know, BJ, I think they're hiring for a personal trainer at my gym. You should apply.
Yes.
I'm sure
I would be actually.
Fine folks at Northwest Fitco would love to have
I've
you.
Never
That's
been
a great idea.
Listen, if you want to go train, go train. Go ahead and do it. But it's, you know, people always try to sell you, it's fantastic, you're out. And it's like, you're still doing boring crap in the hot sun.
Some people like being around nature, though.
Oh, the nature's not a problem, but you know what I do?
What?
Get myself a beverage and sit down and look at nature.
All right. Well,
you know, maybe, or
like look at your daughter and your son right now. They're hiking mountains.
Yeah,
stuff
well, they're, every, you know, they're not the brightest kids. I'm just, you know.
Well, that's just rude. Bring them in. Let's find out.
Bring them in if they're not the brightest kids.
No, I want to hear, like, I like to hear their opinion of what you're saying because they are doing the exact opposite of what you're complaining. Like, they're out there enjoying stuff, not for alcohol, but just to be out in nature and get healthy.
Well, I don't have a problem with being out in nature, but I mean, man, paddleboarding. Just walk the beach.
It kind of sounds like you do, though, because you're like, the sun is so hot.
Right.
But you got to, you know, you got to balance it out, which, like, I like walking the beach because then you get the cold water on your feet while the sun's beating on you, and then your body's all nice and balanced
that
way.
Well, you just fall in the lake at that point.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I just want to fall in the lake. There you go.
Right. Get a little, get wet and then
get back
on the board.
I think that's called swimming. And I never said there's anything wrong with swimming. Swimming's fantastic.
But that's the worst case scenario when you're on a paddleboard. If things don't work out well, you swim.
And yeah, and the best case scenario is I never get wet and I'm just basically standing and letting the sun bake me while I'm on a board. I feel like I'm on a, basically getting ready to be served up to somebody.
You know there's people that do like the sunbathe though.
Oh, those people are insane too. Right.
Well, okay. Well, we got your kids in the room. They're big into like the hiking. So, how do you feel about Pop saying the things that he's saying?
I'm not surprised coming from you because you don't really do much active things.
No, I don't.
But I mean, and I'm kind of both worlds. I like to sit on the beach and get drunk some days, and other days I went kayaking like a few weeks ago. I've been paddleboarding. It's very for me. It's very easy. But yes, my balance. My friends were having a tough time, but I loved it.
Well, you were a dancer, so you're used to being able to be balanced.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so I do both. I think you're crazy. You might as well just get out there, try
you
it.
I understand. I have weak ankles. That's the other thing. There's no way that that's going to work for me.
I am your daughter. I have the weakest ankles too.
Yeah, but you trained young. You've learned how to deal with it.
I trained young.
You trained young. I'm too old for this.
How do you train your ankles?
My paddleboarding skills.
I cannot balance. So, you know, and I don't want to bake in the sun. It's to me, I look at those people and go, oh, that's great. You're out there and you're paddling. Great.
Now, what about your son? Your son doesn't, before this, I would have never thought of him as being a hiking guy.
No, I mean, Sarah got me into hiking, but I got to tell you, kayaking, I have an extreme fear. And I don't know why, because it's your legs are in that thing. And then if you flip, I think I'm going to drown.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I was younger, I was in just a boat, and my friend tipped the boat on me, and I lost my wallet and my glasses because they sunk to the bottom of wherever the heck I was.
That was a delightful time.
So now you're afraid of water because you lost your wallet and your glasses?
Yeah.
Because he got flipped over in a boat, Steve.
How are your ankles? That's what I need to know.
Oh, I got terrible ankles, man, and knees.
Is that what kept you from getting into the NBA?
Hey, wait, I'm still on the waiting list. I'm on the reserve list, Steve.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Silver just called me up. He told me he's going to start another bubble. The Lakers need a new player. I'm ready to go. LeBron and I are friends now. It's good.
Oh, I didn't know that was all happening. Wow.
Silver says, I'm with you, BJ. No fun just baking in the sun.
Yeah, I'm not and I don't understand the sunbakers too. I just see them and I go, well, okay, you're cooking yourself up, what, for dinner tonight? What are you doing?
Yes, they're going to eat themselves.
Yeah, well, I was thinking maybe somebody else would, you know what I'm saying?
I do give them a break on that one, Steve. For some reason, we don't go from anywhere but to burnt.
Yeah.
So when we're
yeah.
in the sun, it takes 5-10 minutes if I don't put sunscreen on.
That is frustrating. But I mean, look at like your wife, though. She left here for the D. The vitamin D.
Oh, I was going to say.
Whoa.
Wow. You are. That's
right.
You may be right on both counts. I have no idea. Well, we like sun. We just don't like to bake in the sun. I like to be out in the sun, but I wear a hat. I get the, you know, I go in the shade.
Do you wear your ankle braces?
I wear my ankle braces out there. I'm all set to go. And walking is, anyone will tell you, walking is enough to keep you healthy for your whole life. I mean, so what I do is definitely healthy enough for the average person. If you want to go out there and get swole, get swole. If you want to go out there and do your paddle boarding, but I mean, it's just.
Well, you say it with such disdain. Like,
I know, do.
Here, no one's saying that what you're doing is like, I'm not crapping on you, but you're like, oh, screw these people. I want to be outside and enjoy the sun.
Well, it's really my opinion. Of course, they can do what they want.
I don't know, man. There might be a few people that were going to enjoy weather today, and they decide, you know what? I'm staying home.
I don't know. You know,
that BJ talking about weather has definitely influenced me.
The rain is probably what's keeping them inside.
Yeah, people out in this, I know Pacific Northwest people love this.
Hey, guys, they make open top kayaks. They're a lot easier to get out of and more stable than a canoe. I own two.
Are they whale proof?
No.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't think anything's whale proof.
No. That's right.
You know what? Danny's apartment's whale proof.
For now.
Yeah. Right. You're not going to have to worry about a whale coming over.
It's true.
You
don't know that.
I swear, one of these days, I'm gonna hit up our buddy Red, aka Rucky the Seawolf, who's a giant orca.
Yes.
And show up one night, like Friday night, like 2 a.m, banging on Danny's door, just to mess with him.
That'd be funny.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.